Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, relations in the Green Party have thawed over the weekend following an unedifying internal dispute over the forthcoming Shannon by-election. Hazel Chew, the Dublin Lord Mayor, has conceded she doesn't have the numbers to take a seat as an independent, and her party has dropped its plan to remove her as Green Party chairwoman. A review into party procedures for selecting Shannon by-election candidates is now underway, and Hazel Chew joins me now on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. So you say you won't win the seat. Your party's going to leave you on as chair. What was the point of all of this?
Well, listen, no one was going to win the seat unless they were in the government pact. Now, Billy may stand a good chance, and I wish himself, Gerry and Ciarán the best of luck. The reason I just mentioned three names there, and they were all male, and they're all very good candidates, but at the same time, in this day and age, there needed to be a woman on that ballot, and there needed to be diversity on that ballot. You and I spoke about this 2 weeks ago, where I spoke about how we need to push and encourage women more. We just had an epic weekend where there were firsts of everything when it came to women. There was Rachel Blackmore, there was Linda Doyle, and there was the Irish rugby team, women, ladies rugby team, and it showed girls everywhere that you can be what you can see, and that's what we need to do. So we need to start putting women on the ballots as candidates for everything, and we need to push them out more.
I just wonder what this does, though, for the green agenda. You know, this knockabout politics, the divisions within the party. You on here 2 weeks ago, then Senator Pauline O'Reilly on afterwards, then you sending in a statement while she was on saying you were disappointed that she was on. What does that do for the green agenda?
Well, I think we noticed that the green agenda is still there. We just launched the most ambitious climate bill ever. So Eamon's department is doing amazing work. Catherine's department as well, and Roderick and Pippa. Our ministers there are doing incredible work. And the climate bill, the next phase is consultation. And then leading to that will be a climate action plan. And that is the most important thing when it comes to the climate agenda right now. What can be rolled out as a fit-for-purpose plan that can be delivered? And to do that, the thing is, we all had our says in the last 2 weeks, and the party had theirs as well, and this is why the executive decision was so important, and this is why whatever the executive decided was so important. And this brings back to the fact that I sent in a statement at the time to say, listen, this is something that we talk about internally, and we did. So, and I'm glad that we did, and that part is over now, and we focus on the issues at large. And it's funny, because Justine McCarthy wrote a great piece yesterday in Sunday Times that highlighted, listen, everyone may be talking about this as a squabble, in further comments, but let's look at the bigger issues. Let's look at, when are we going to put gender balance on the agenda properly? When are we going to put diversity on the agenda properly? And what are we going to do about that?
She says that there is no doubt the Greens have a woman problem.
I don't think we have a woman problem. We have some amazing women out there. But do every party have not a women problem, but can they push out women more? Absolutely. I think this is the thing. I know you have discussed this subject before, where it is, where women, they need to sometimes travel that extra mile. And when it comes to putting themselves forward, they get a lot of scrutiny. Like, we look at Catherine Martin. When she ran for leadership, there was a lot of, should she have done this? Is it her time yet? And when I put my name in this ballot, it was the same questions. Should she be doing this? Is it her time yet? But we have some fabulous women in our party. Mm-hmm. You look at Pauline Pippa, Roisin.
If a man who was deputy leader of a party ran against the leader just after they'd agreed to go into a coalition government, the same would be said of them.
I'm not entirely sure, because we currently, in other parties, we have current, we always have rumours of challenges, and we have people that put themselves front and forward saying that, well, you know, some people's time is up, but the same story doesn't get, or the same brand doesn't get put on them.
I don't know. I was reading about Jim O'Callaghan at the weekend, and people were saying, well, if he puts himself forward now while we're in the middle of a pandemic, no one will thank him for that. You know, that's said about people, whether they're male or female.
But but here's the thing, Claire. We had what was put forward when Catherine was running, and that's another thing altogether to look at and rehash. But my main point to that was everyone should be able to run. Everyone should be able to put their name forward there on a ballot. The issue of, well, is it their time or can they not wait in the back seat? Like, how many times have people who have made huge progress been told that and still managed to put their name in? Like, Kamala Harris was told that, wait your time. Obama was told that. Joe Biden was told, listen, your time has passed. So, like, people who are good, who have merit to their experience, who can bring experience to the table, should put themselves forward. We need good people.
So what do you say to the people who say you put your own ambition ahead of your party's stability?
Well, put it this way, Claire. If I wanted to actually be that opportunist that people talk about, I wouldn't have ran for a no-hoper election. So, like, there was another line saying that I committed political suicide with this, and perhaps I did. But I did it for a reason. I want to make sure that when the next generation of young people call to my office or when I talk to them, they can say the same thing they still do to me now, which is, it's great to see difference in the office. It's great to see difference being celebrated. And, like, if I was to be an opportunist or really wanted a seat, I would have, what, as people say, oh, waited for time, go for it then, and work out the numbers. But there's, like, we are in a yeah, in terms of kind of social justice pandemic these days, we look at how the pandemic has affected women and affected people of minority status the worst. We know that. We saw Sarah McInerney talk about it on the Late Late Show, where, like, women have come out worse out of this pandemic, yet we still don't have enough people at the table. You have the likes of Catherine that are doing more. She created the Oireachtas Women's Caucus with other women, and now Senator Fiona O'Loughlin has taken over, and hopefully it will encourage more people to come to the table.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you yourself characterise what you've done as a no-hoper move. You know, absolutely no expectation of getting the seat, and just look at the trouble it caused for your party. Like, what is the benefit there? I just don't get it.
But the benefit is, a lot of people kind of look from the outside and go, oh, it's a massive trouble in the party. Like, I have received a lot of support in the party. I have received criticism, of course, but this is the thing. It raised the question of, what are we doing in terms of running women and running minorities? And I hope that question is raised by all the other parties next time they
but
run
was
people
it, was
as well.
It, was it about that, though?
It was. So,
but the Green Party decision, was it about not running women and not running people from different backgrounds?
It was. Their decision is absolutely, whatever decision was, what is taken by their PP is their own decision. But if you look at one of my nominees...
It's about being a party in government, though, isn't it? It's about doing deals with the parties that you've agreed, your party has agreed to govern this country with.
We have absolutely agreed to govern this country, and we will work with our coalition partners, and we will continue to work with them and produce really good results. But this was not a deal as part of it. This is one thing that people always seem to say, oh, there was a pact in place. You needed to follow through. There was no pact in place.
Yeah, I know you say there was no pact in place. Do you expect to be the Green Party candidate in the next Shannon election, the next time a seat comes up in the Shannon? Do you expect to be running for the Greens for that seat?
I don't know, Claire. Like, there are lots of good people in our party, and I really hope all of them would take the chance to run if a seat comes up. And this is the thing. I think we need to encourage people to run. Me running wasn't to discourage anyone from running. As I said to you before, my colleague, Councillor Eva Dowling, was hoping to run as well. She actually gave me one of her nominations in the end.
And what's your relationship like now with the party leader, Eamon Ryan?
Well, I was very grateful for his support. He endorsed me yesterday on News Talk, and I think we have a good working relationship because we've spoken through all this. Part of this was, a lot of people saw this as a big... Well, what was it that one journalist termed it as a squabble? But it wasn't a squabble, and there was a lot of talk going on in the background as well. Myself and Eamon spoke about it. Myself and Catherine and other people in the party spoke about it. There was chat going on inside as well. It wasn't a case of people decided, oh, we're not talking about this and we're just going to talk about it publicly. No, whatever happens, happens also internally.
So you support him as leader?
I do. And I said that, I think I said this here 2 weeks ago, but I've been continually saying that as well.
Okay.
I said it many a times because he is our leader. We will continue to support him and he will do an amazing job and so will our other ministers in cabinet.
Now,
but we do need to encourage women and minorities more to run for election.
Now, on to other matters. Your term as Lord Mayor will come to an end in June, just a couple of months, and you have a new youth initiative that you intend to roll out before then.
It was actually, this is a funny one, myself and Nessa Hergan and Catherine Martin were talking about this after the Ryan Tuberty toy show, because I think a lot of us within the party saw how amazing the kids were on the show and realised, hey, this is something we should be doing. We should be celebrating young people because, I don't know about you, Claire, but I've seen a lot of young people take the slack for a lot of things this year.
We're going to be talking to some of them next on the programme, actually, but coincidentally. Go on.
There you go. So I'm glad that you're chatting to them about a kind of what they're facing, because they're facing massive issues. They're going back to school finally today, which will give them a breath of relief and be able to see their friends. But what I really wanted to do while I was in Rome was celebrate them. So we created the Lord Mayor Youth Awards, and they range from 5 years to 18 years old. And they are now online through Dublin City Council / Lord Mayor. You can nominate anyone. And we're hoping to award 5 people within the 5 to 12 category and then 5 people within the age of 13 to 18 category. And the winners will be announced on the 29th of April, where we have a full day of a Lord Mayor Youth webinar where we talk to young people about their mental health, about how they feel during the pandemic, about the great work they've done. Because I think, like running for election, we need to encourage young people. We need to let them see that they are respected and that we appreciate what they've done, and we want to celebrate them. So if everyone can nominate people, that would be amazing. Thank you.
Lord Mayor and Green Party Chairperson Hazel Chew, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be speaking to some of those young people about their experiences over the last couple of months in just a moment.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.